Doug Gaylor hasn't let a couple serious health issues deter him from his 34-year connection with a local service club. The octogenarian had a quadruple bypass on his heart in 2014, and suffered a stroke last February. But the four-time president of the Fonthill Lions perseveres. "I putter around the house these days, and then take a nap," he said. "After that, I usually watch the Blue Jays on TV. The stroke has slowed me down, and I get tired easily. I've been doing Pilates, which helps." Previously, Gaylor took part in all of the standard Lions fundraisers and events, served at the district cabinet level for a number of years, and was the master of ceremonies at many Lions banquets. One of his favorite duties was acting as the liaison with the Lioness clubs. "I was known as the official closer at Lions meetings, and did regular shifts at the canteen," he said. In 2021, Gaylor was honored as a Melvin Jones Fellow from Lions International for dedicated humanitarian service. He was first introduced to the Lions over 3 decades ago. Gaylor grew up in Welland, and attended Pelham High School in Fenwick, and then Thorold Fonthill High, the current Glenn A. Green Public School. "That's where I first met my wife, Maxine, but she doesn't remember," he said with a laugh. After high school, Gaylor worked in banking and insurance, sold tools, delivered auto parts, then transitioned to the automotive industry as a service advisor with Firestone, Uniroyal, and a number of car dealerships in the region. He also worked with Treshek Enterprises, selling auto body shop supplies. "Maxine was the one with stable employment in the family," said Gaylor. "She went to Hamilton Teachers College, and had a career in the classroom at schools in Thorold, Pelham, and Welland." These days, Gaylor's priority is his family, including his wife, 2 adult children, 3 grandsons, and 3 great-grandkids. He misses the regular camaraderie with the guys at the Fonthill Lions Club. "I still pay my dues, but can't really attend many meetings due to my health," he lamented. Gaylor said that he meets up for lunch on Thursdays with a bunch of former teachers and principals, but finds it a bit bewildering how a guy with little formal schooling could have an affinity with retired educators. Asked about some of the other passions in Doug's life, Maxine said, "This man has always loved his cars. But he limits himself to short trips around town now, no highway driving. We used to go to car shows in the States, in places like Annapolis, Syracuse, and Indianapolis," said Gaylor. "I had a red 1966 Ford Comet Caliente convertible with a 390 cubic inch engine, that was really hard on fuel. I also had a 1963 Ford Thunderbird. Pretty car, but it gave me nothing but grief."